T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Austin's own Matthew McConaughey stars in a brand new film that is in theaters today. It's called White Boy Rick. It's a true story, and it's really pretty amazing. It chronicles back in the 80s, a dad, played by McConaughey, he sold guns. His son ended up selling guns for him and drugs, and became a FBI informant, all at the age of like 14. It's a crazy story. What's even crazier is the story of Richie Merritt, the real kid that played White Boy Rick in the movie. They spent 2 years trying to find the right person to play this role. And as McConaughey explained last night, I went to a special premiere of the film, which I'll tell you more about in a second. Every kid he knew from 15 to 17 years old auditioned for this role, and they couldn't find the right guy. So the director of the film went out, and they started doing some street casting. And they went to a school in Baltimore and told the principal what kind of person they're looking for this role. And the principal says, you need to go check that SOB be over there talking about Richie Merritt. And they ended up casting this kid who, awesome. By the way, not only was not an actor, has never acted his entire life, and that was his first job.
Love it.
My favorite story that McConaughey told was they said, well, you're going to star in this movie opposite of Matthew McConaughey. And he goes, okay. He had no idea who he was. I don't know how this worked out, but I got to sit. So there was McConaughey, and then there was an aisle, and then in the same row on the other side of the aisle, I sat.
That's nice. Cool.
So directly across the aisle was Richard Linklater, who's a famous director, not involved in this film. And then next to Richard was Matthew's mom, and Richard Linklater's kids. I'm one of those people, when I'm watching a movie, I like to look over at the people I'm with to get the reactions on the funny scenes or the scary scenes. I always like to see what other people are thinking. And I couldn't stop looking at McConaughey. It was weird to watch him. You know what I mean? To see his reaction of different things that happen in the film. Always kind of weird whenever you do these little press junkets, because everybody asks the same stupid question. And, you know, I wanted to ask him something different and open him up a little bit about his kids. And I've heard a lot of stuff about Matthew McConaughey, but I never knew some of this stuff about his kids and their involvement in the film industry.
You have to forgive me. I'm on my 12th Long Branch whiskey.
Go for it. It's good juice, isn't it?
Hey, brother. It's delicious.
I'm looking forward to having one in a minute.
It's safe to say that your character wouldn't win any Father of the Year awards.
No. I don't think he'd make the top 100.
You, to me, at least on the outside looking in, seem like you are a pretty cool dad. But I imagine you've had some parenting fails, as we all have. What's one that comes to mind where you're like, damn, I wish I would have done this a little bit different? Yeah.
Well, you got kids?
I got two little ones.
So how great is it, and how nerve-wracking can it be when they ask you that big question that you know I better give a damn good answer right now, because this is going to be written in their lineage for the rest of their life?
Yes.
I'm happy to say, so far, I think I've given really good answers to those. But you can't give a lazy answer at those times, because what you're saying is going to be Bible in verse, inscripted in their being from then on. I think so far I've done all right on those. I don't know what my failure is yet, man. I got time.
Well, along those lines, you know, I feel pretty blessed because I have a very successful radio show. But my kids don't care at all. They have zero interest in that whatsoever. What about your three kids? Do they have any idea that dad is one of the biggest movie stars on the planet? And you guys sit at home on Friday nights and watch your films?
Well, to be fair, if you know my career at all, I haven't made many films that my kids can watch.
Right, exactly. Are they going to see this one?
We're not going to saddle up the kids and watch True Detective and Killer Joe back to back.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they've seen, you know, Angels in the Outfield. They've obviously seen Kubo and the Two Strings. They've seen Sing. I let them watch Sahara a while back. I'm about to sit down with Levi, my eldest, and watch Mud. Because that's the one that my dad would have called me over about Levi's age and said, hey, buddy, I got this great movie I want you to watch with me, Mud. So I'm slowly introducing them. They know what I do, though, because they go with me to the set everywhere I go.
But do they think it's cool, though?
They think it's cool, yeah. And I don't know if they're going to end up at, I'd be happy if they want to end up in some part of this business. I put them to work on the sets. They worked in, my son's worked in the catering department. My daughter assists over there in the wardrobe department. And I'm letting them see all the great, there's great expertise behind the scenes as well. And so, and then we love to hand him, you know, look at the camera. One's starting to get a little eye as the DP. Really understands framing. When I do my videos or something, I'm going to send out on my phone. My son sets up the tripod and sets me up with that. So they understand the mechanics that go into storytelling and filmmaking. And they're digging that. Yeah.
Thanks for the juice, brother.
All right, now.
I love that. That's stuff you don't hear about from McConaughey.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've heard a lot of interviews and seen a lot of things with Matthew McConaughey, but I didn't know any of that stuff with his kids.
You would be an amazing NASCAR driver, by the way, because you got in the plugs. His Long Branch Wild Turkey is the face of Wild Turkey.
Yeah, that's his whiskey.
I heard that.
So I didn't know it was called Long Branch.
And then I love the, I work for a pretty popular radio show. I'm like, yeah!
Oh, gosh.
Now, maybe I would have been a good NASCAR driver, but he wouldn't be.
Why?
Because he goes, all right, all right, all right.
Dude.
In NASCAR, you go all left, all left, all
did
left.
Did you really?
Did you say that joke to him last
Bro.
Night? Did you say that joke?
No, I didn't. If you want to see the video, just text Matthew to 51993. Matthew to 51993. Just log on our Mix 94.7 Facebook page.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.